This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
I do not know of specific circumstances or details of U.S. soldiers dying as a result of efforts to find and rescue Sergeant Bergdahl.
Fighting for Idaho.
The amount of attention on the small mountain town has led to the cancellation of their Bow is Back event.
We're only a town of 8,000. We won't have the capacity for the volume of people that may come to town.
Fighting for you.
Summertime is definitely what we would call financially lean months.
We don't see a decrease in the numbers of people we're serving in the summer, but we do see a decrease in the amount of dollars coming in for support.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning here. Miller's mission continues. Coming up, we'll have Senator Crapo joining us. Please turn off his mic. Thank you. As we move along here at 580 KIDO, we're joined by Gene Lockhart. To talk a little bit about your personal journey to the Rescue Mission Ministries. It's been a while since we've talked about how you ended up dedicating the rest of your life to giving.
Well, the short answer is God called me to it because I have an unlikely path. I worked for about 20 years in biotechnology. I did business development and finance, but I always had a heart for children, and when I came to Idaho to be with my parents. My parents were getting a little bit older, and I wanted to live near them. I looked for a corporate job because I really wanted one, but I ended up at the Rescue Mission, which is an unlikely fit, but it's been really great, and I've loved being at the Rescue Mission. I love the kids, and we've developed a lot of kids programs in the last few years, so I'm excited about what we're doing.
Yeah, but you started off volunteering, didn't you, at the Rescue Mission?
Nope. I came right to work. I came right to work as the director of City Light, which is sort of jumping in the deep end if you want to know the truth.
Well, how was it different, though, from the corporate world? And you and I have discussed this on and off the air, the town cars, the Boston, the L.A., the San Diegos, and now you're here doing God's work.
Well, I absolutely love it. I do miss the first-class flights and the limos and all the perks that go with working in a corporate world, but you can't trade that for a big water fight on the last day of school at City Light with the kids. It's so much fun, and it's really fun to see them start to graduate from high school and get their first jobs, and watch the moms turn their lives around and get married and have great lives. So I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. There's no first class ticket that's better than a kid drawing you a picture.
Indeed, are you still doing your school program?
My school program. Mm-hmm. We have a big school program.
Where
I actually
people
started...
get where people get like the dollars and
my
dollar,
100%. That's not a mission.
If you've gone bankrupt on that.
Yeah, well, it's not a mission program. It's a Gene program. My friends and I donate our own dollar. We give our own dollars to the kids. If they get 100%, they get a dollar. But I had to start limiting it to 5 100s a week, because there was one day where I gave out $58 in ones, and I'm like, I got to get a second job if I'm going to keep doing this. But it really shows you that when they are motivated, they try. And there's a lot of debate about should you pay kids for grades, but our kids are so behind when they come to us. I'm pretty much willing to do anything to get them excited about school and motivated to work. And I love to see their accomplishments.
What do you say to your former colleagues listening right now at 580 KIDO, or people in the similar industry, driving around in the expensive cars because they've earned it, they've got three or four homes, to convince them to give?
Well, I think the perfect combination is what I used to do, which is I worked full-time in a corporate job and I volunteered. I've worked in, when I was in corporate, I worked with gangs, I worked with underprivileged kids, and it's actually the most beautiful combination, because you get to do enjoyable, exciting work, but you get to put your heart into something really important. And it's fun to come to the mission. You'd be shocked at how much fun you'll have and how much you'll laugh.
All right, our friend Gene Lockhart, if you'd like to donate, Miller's Mission here at Garrity Walmart in Franklin, or any Walmart throughout the Treasure Valley, or online at BoiseRM.org. We'll hear more from Gene and Reverend Bill, who's currently in timeout at 580 KIDO. We continue on. It is the 70th anniversary of Normandy, and we did put together a very special montage, if you will, of that day. And how many times in our life have we looked at the history books, that we've looked at everything else and thought to ourselves, well, you know, that was so many years ago. Do we ever really grasp what it was like? You might have heard President Reagan last hour talking about these brave men and the Rangers and what they did and what they were all about. But can we ever truly appreciate what the world was like and what the world would have been like without their sacrifice? And think about this, to all the men who died on that day, to all the men who didn't have a chance for a family, to all the men who, in fact, died so that we could have America today. Can we appreciate that in our Twitter universe? Can we appreciate that in our video game-obsessed society? Sure, we can play a video game, but when's the last time any of us actually said a prayer thanking God for this? Let's take a listen here at 580 KIDO.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force.
Very dark and overcast weather. It was hard to see, really. You just see silhouettes on the images.
In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one.
There were guys all around me coming down. Thud, 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 cursing, swearing, hollering, you know. And I just missed a 30-foot hedgerow and just came clipped across the top of it, and I came in backwards.
Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeat in open battle, man to man.
Then we got hit again, but the shell came in the port bow and didn't explode. It was a dud. And the shell is still down there on the ship.
Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home front have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
You hear those words, do they resonate with you? You hear the vivid imagery of what these folks were facing. 70 years ago, we take a look at them to this day. Some can't walk. Some can't think. Some can't even comprehend. President Obama there, doing his own thing. I don't know. I just listen to the stuff and think, who would do that today? Who would have the courage? You know, the big debate, and you heard from James Rosen there, who was bugged by the government of Fox News Radio at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning, was sitting back and talking about Sergeant Bergdahl and what Sergeant Bergdahl is going through. And quite a contrast from the Doughboys and quite a contrast from everything else, right? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's go to the comments of Bob Bergdahl that have not been picked up by the national or local media. You know, everybody's looking to advance the story. I was talking to the producers of Hardball yesterday on this. They said, Kevin, you're one of the few people that know what's going on here. What do you have? And I said, there's a great local angle that people haven't picked up. And, you know, if you're a television reporter at 580 KIDO, it's very simple. You would play this comment, and you would just do MLS, man on the street, and ask them, and we'll do that for you. Here is Bob Bergdahl with his comparisons to Afghanistan and Idaho, and see if you agree.
We're so much like Afghanistan, I wish I could write a book about that. Our character is a lot alike. The mountain, desert environment breeds tough people. People who know how to farm here and make a living, and it's hard. but it makes you tough. And it does, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you tougher.
There you have the comments of Robert Bergdahl announcing that his son, Bo, was released and comparing Afghanistan to Idaho. And I will tell you this, to quote Jim from Middleton, I don't know if I don't believe that we have a lot in common with those people. I don't believe that we have a lot in common with the folks that, and we all know this is going to happen. Just like Haley canceling the parade, we all know why they canceled the parade. But we all know what's going to happen here. And the issue here, and I'll tell you what's going to happen at 580-KIDO. By the way, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Once we leave Afghanistan, those kids are done. I mean, 9,800 Americans are not going to be able to protect the women and children. Kerry Patton told us that the other day. Let's go to Tom Munns at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller, who was out here the other day. Tom, good morning.
I know. I meant to come visit you last night, and I ended up getting an appointment, so I apologize.
You know, everybody had more time to do other things except myself and Jim from Star with our pizza party last night.
Well, I was going to surprise you this morning and show up. But anyway.
I like that. I was. Okay, thanks, Tom.
No, your time's not over yet. You know, you'd mentioned Normandy there, and I'm on my phone, so maybe it was delayed, so I apologize if I'm delaying the topic. But I think we need to call into question, and we need to ponder exactly why we were there. Why were we fighting the Germans? Why were we there? We were there to fight. Now, this is before I was born, okay? So I'm going to take a guess here, but I remember that communism back in that day was really what America was against, wasn't it?
Communism, fascism, totalitarianism, the Nazis.
Yes. Totalitarianism is exactly my point. Now, what I'd like everybody to do today for their homework, if they don't mind, is to be able to define what that looks like and find out if we're dealing with any of those elements today and what honoring those people that have died, if we truly want to honor these people, not by flying a flag that we don't understand what form of government we have, but to be able to honor them, to be able to look at what they fought and look at the similarities of what we're dealing with in our country today, and to be able to stand up and to be able to declare what is happening, the totalitarian movement that is coming, that is here in this country, and to be able to stand against it for those that are no their lives so that we could be free. It's playing, what do they call them, platitudes or whatever, when they just sit there and they sing or they do all these things without the full knowledge and the understanding and that heartfelt passion that they have that seems so lost today. We need to find that again. We need to fill our hearts with that kind of emotion. And we need to be driven by that to be able to restore the freedom and liberty to the generation behind us. And so that's really the only thought I had this morning, Kevin.
Tom Munns, we appreciate it. TomMunns.com. Tom Munns on the road. Tom Munns with the Park Rangers. Details coming up.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. 7:18, Kevin Miller in the morning. Two things we are talking about, 580-5436, comparing the Afghanis to the Idahoans and remembering the D-Day invasion. Could we once again muster enough energy to save the world? Can we save ourselves? Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You were young the day you took these cliffs. Some of you were hardly more than boys with the deepest joys of life before you. Yet you risked everything here. Why? What impelled you to put aside the instinct for self-preservation and risk your lives to take these cliffs? What inspired all the men of the armies that met here? We look at you and somehow we know the answer. It was faith and belief. It was loyalty and love. The men of Normandy had faith that what they were doing was right, faith that they fought for all humanity, faith that a just God would grant them mercy on this beachhead or on the next. It was the deep knowledge, and pray God we have not lost it, that there is a profound moral difference between the use of force for liberation and the use of force for conquest.
Oh, the Gipper. We miss him. And by the way, just because we're here at 580KIDO and to our progressive friends that are listening, let's give you a comparison. The words of Ronald Reagan and the words of President Obama, which resonates with you? Shall we take a listen?
Whenever the world makes you cynical, stop and think of these men. Whenever you lose hope, stop and think of these men.
There you have it. Who do you believe? President Obama or President Reagan? We all miss the Gipper. Those of us that really didn't even know the Gipper, he was sincere when he said those words. He was sincere. Kevin Miller in the morning. We're waiting for Senator Crapo. He's going to call in hopefully this hour. Governor Otto will join us next hour. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. More on the Bo Bergdahl situation. Apparently now he was kept in a cage. He converted to Islam. Now the speculation is that he did so to make sure that they didn't kill him. And when he did escape, he beat the heck out of a lot of those Taliban jabronis, and then they put him in a cage. And he was so distraught, he didn't believe that he was going to be released. Now, do you have it in your heart to forgive? Let's say he was confused. Let's say he was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Let's suppose that he was suffering from traumatic brain injury. Let's suppose he didn't have all his faculties. Does that excuse what he did? Will that be his defense? How many times have we heard, well, he's guilty by what reason, or innocent by the reason of insanity? Didn't do it because he's crazy. Could we see that type of defense? And remember, it was good old Kay Milley here that will tell you if he is charged, that's what will be his defense. Speculation, perhaps. But again, if the man is not responsible for his actions, does that mean that he should be charged? Stories continue to come out. Anger continues to emanate through the airwaves. Where's the understanding? Or do we live in a world of Donald Sterling's and Bo Bergdahl's that we don't understand? We don't care. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's go to Mark in Boise at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, first of all, the news organizations need to stir stuff up, and that's how they make a living, and we got to understand that. But to Bo Bergdahl, if that infamous Sunday morning talk show lady, Security Council, I forget her name.
Susan Rice.
Yeah, if they would have presented this, not honorable and taken from the battlefield, I'm not so sure we still wouldn't be getting the Bo trial in the media. But don't you think that basically got it started and continues to escalate it as they deny their understanding that he wasn't the perfect so-called honorable soldier?
You bring up a great point, Mark. Here's the deal. Everybody who has supported the Bergdahls, who has not supported the Bergdahls, knew there was more to the story. It didn't take a rocket scientist to say this. And if Susan Rice of the Benghazi Talking Points would have just said, the details of his disappearance are being investigated. There have been reports that he did desert. We are investigating it fully, but we still do not leave someone behind. And I think if they would have followed the Constitution, but this administration is something that makes Richard Nixon blush when we're talking about the idea of the rule of law. They just don't follow it. Fast and furious, Benghazi, the NSA, reporters being bugged, Bo Bergdahl, they don't follow the law. And what breaks my heart is that you have good people like our friend Dwight, like our friend Lance, like our friends in Haley, that now are feeling the brutal fury of the anger of people that are rightly upset with Sergeant Bergdahl.
Yes, but also flame fired supported because of the dissatisfaction with the administration and their inability to tell the truth or to own up to their mistakes. Krauthammer, is that his name? Appear on Fox from time to time?
Charles Krauthammer, yeah.
Yeah, there is a genuine man, I think, with integrity. And he had said that if it was his decision, he would have done it. But he said it was not something to celebrate. It was not a moment to celebrate. It was a solemn moment. The fact that we had to give up, or that they decided to give up these murderers for an individual. And it's unfortunate that this firestorm of Bergdahl's did or didn't, or trial in the media, I think is a result of the administration's inability to fess up to the truth and be honest.
Mark, great points. Thank you for the call.
Thanks. Good listening to you.
Take care. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we're chasing Senator Crapo and Governor Otter as well, plus you and more of our friends from the Boise Rescue Mission. Remember, Miller's Mission continues. We're live at the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin, collecting items till Saturday night at 6. We'd love to see you. Thank you to our friends at Airstream Adventures Northwest Boise, Team Mazda Subaru, and you. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to Senator Crapo. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here at 580-KIDO. I wish you were out at the Walmart with us.
I understand you're doing some wonderful things out there, and I commend you for it.
Well, thank you. It's been a busy week. Let me hit you with the big one. Your thoughts on Bo Bergdahl, sir?
Well, I think everybody is glad that Bo has been released, but the details of the trade that was made have been very troubling. I personally have strong concerns about the fact that five terrorists and rather high-ranking terrorists from Gitmo were released without notice to Congress, as was required. And there's a lot of concern being raised here in Washington about that fact.
Why do you think the public was kept in the dark concerning the details of his leaving his post? And really, Senator Crapo, do we really know the truth? There's a lot of things flying around in the media. Is there a rush to judgment here? Are you concerned about that?
Well, first of all, I don't know why the details of what we do know were kept from us. In fact, that's one of the questions that we are asking our military and intelligence leadership right now. I think that from what I know, and I have been in several very highly classified meetings, from what I know right now, there is some truth to what's out there. Some of it is not entirely accurate, and there are elements of the story that have not yet been revealed. And so I think that at this point, what we ought to do is to expect that there will be a Department of Defense and Army investigation into these circumstances, and that the facts will all be clearly identified, and a judgment will be made at that point as to whether any type of action needs to be taken.
Senator Crapo, we all know you as a person that is very brilliant at the government, the financial stuff, but you're a family man. You have care and compassion for your fellow man. What goes on in your mind as a person, considering you fought for this soldier, you represented him, you met with his family, you'd hear Kevin Miller talk to you ad nauseum about Sergeant Bergdahl? What are your thoughts as a person on this? And we've got the Haley, got everybody raining down on us here. Your thoughts as someone who wanted to make sure he was released?
Well, this is a very bittersweet situation, the way it's playing out. I continue to be very, very happy that Bo Bergdahl has been released. I actually think that's not just good for his family and his friends and for Idaho, but I think it's good, frankly, for the country. He's our last remaining POW in this war, and it's good that he is released. On the other hand, as I said, the circumstances of this release, in my opinion, raise a real possibility that the security of either our troops in the theater or even the people of the United States could be put at risk because of it. And that has a great bearing. I mean, that's a key problem, whether we have incentivized further efforts to capture U.S. soldiers or U.S. citizens, and whether we have released men who will go back into the battlefield.
Senator Crapo is a proud member of the legislative branch of government. What about this deal? And would Richard Nixon be blushing right now as far as just saying, well, we really didn't want to follow the law. Are you concerned about this precedent being set by President Obama?
Oh, I'm very concerned about that. One of the things that is extremely clear here is that the president just flatly brushed off Congress in defiance of the law. The law required that he give 30 days notice. One thing, before anybody was released from Gitmo, and one of the things that the administration has said is, well, we didn't have 30 days. This came together so fast. Well, if they couldn't give 30 days, they could have given the notice they had. And they chose blatantly not to do that.
And again, will there be any ramifications?
Oh, I believe there will be. I can't really discuss in detail what was said in some of these classified meetings, but I can tell you that I know that from both sides of the aisle, there is extreme concern that the president just blatantly ignored the law. And frankly, there's a reason that Congress required that notice be given to Congress before any terrorists were released from Gitmo. And that reason is that Congress wanted to be able to weigh in on that decision because of the gravity of it if some of these highly dangerous terrorists were released.
Senator Crapo, let's move on to a couple other topics today. The 70th anniversary of the Normandy invasion. As an American, as a senator, your thoughts on those brave men who saved the world?
Well, you know, I think I share the same feelings that almost all Americans share on this day. As I think of the images that I've seen in the past of that effort to defend our freedoms and to protect and preserve America, as I have personally interviewed some of those who were involved in that day at Normandy, it literally brings tears to my eyes, tears of joy as well as sorrow, in terms of remembering the sacrifice that they made, so many made, and remembering the blessings that it has brought to this country. And so I can do more than simply once again offer my thanks to those who have literally put their life on the line and have given the greatest sacrifice for our freedom in this country.
Senator, final question, the VA scandal. I know you're protecting the veterans. Where do we go from here?
Well, fortunately, we've had a bit of a breakthrough in the Senate. You know, we're hopelessly gridlocked back here on almost every issue. But on this issue, we have been able to push forward and at least in principle get the agreement on a deal to move forward to address the issue. The Republicans had legislation that they thought was the right solution. The Democrats had legislation they thought was the right solution, and it looked like we were right back in gridlock. But just yesterday, we were able to get an agreement to move forward on a compromise bill that I think will move us significantly in the right direction. It'll put more resources in play, give more authorities to monitor and punish those who abuse their discretion and their authority in the administration of the system, and it will help us to start expanding options for our veterans by allowing those who can't get into a veterans facility to move outside the facility to get their health care on a timely basis.
Senator Crapo, we really appreciate you making time for us. Always appreciate your service. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. There you have it, Senator Mike Crapo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning. Going over what he said, it is bittersweet for a lot of us here in Idaho. And with respect to our national friends, Glenn and Sean, that you can catch right here at 580KIDO, and our friend, the spirited one at night, Alex Jones, we're having a lot of people that love the Alex Jones. It's very easy to condemn when you don't know the family, when you don't know the situation. It doesn't excuse the actions. But I will be interested to see the type of defense that is mustered concerning Bo Bergdahl. And he should be held accountable for his actions. And my thoughts and prayers go out to Dwight Murphy, to our friend Lance, to the folks that coordinated that Bring Back Bo rally, that are taking a beating from people that are just unloading on them. Look, if you have an issue with Sergeant Bergdahl, save it for Sergeant Bergdahl. These people here in Idaho, and yes, I'm not going to sit there and excuse myself, Kevin Miller as well, as someone who for 5 years has been dealing with this story, who has gone to Haley, has done his show at Zanies, who walked 150 miles believed. Because it was incumbent upon our government to take care of one of our own. Now, why our government did not disclose what we're hearing now, that's on the Obama administration, isn't it? Number one, the whereabouts or the way that they did this, breaking the law, is unfortunate. And people should be held accountable, right? That's where we should go with this story. By the way, at 580-5436, if you haven't heard, here are the comments of Bo's dad from last Sunday comparing Idaho to Afghanistan.
We're so much like Afghanistan. I wish I could write a book about that. Our character is a lot alike. The mountain, desert environment breeds tough people. People who know how to farm here and make a living, and it's hard, but it makes you tough. And it does, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you tougher.
Do you agree with that statement? 580-5436. And to my friends, to Brenda Weber, our great friend Brenda Weber, who got thousands of signatures, had people testifying in Congress about Bo Bergdahl, you did the right thing. People that condemn these folks, truly they don't know what they're talking about. And we continue on here at 580KIDO. Let's go to Pat in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, good morning. I have a comment about Congress on this whole thing. For all this time that Obama has been in there, who has been shredding the Constitution, going outside the law on so many other things, and blatantly lying about stuff, why have they got their knickers all in a twist right now over this? They've been sitting on their hands and letting him get away with everything. You know, nobody says anything. They just go out and tell a press conference, yap and whine about it, but they have done nothing. And then all of a sudden right now they've got their knickers in a twist because he did something that they think was wrong. He's been
just
doing
be careful
things
with
that's
that,
been wrong.
Just be careful with that N-word.
With what N-word?
Knickers.
Knickers starts with a K.
Not in my alphabet.
Knickers is spelled K-N-I-C-K-E-R-S.
Yeah, well, thanks for correcting the host when I was trying to be a smarty.
I'm an old secretary from way back. I used to pay yeah. attention to spelling.
Well, you got me on that one.
This whole thing is just ridiculous. They haven't done anything all this time, and they moan, groan, whine, and complain about he's doing this and he's doing that, and Eric Holder is doing this and doing that, and going outside the law constantly. And ignoring the Constitution, we have this imperial president. And it's nonsense that now all of a sudden it's taking a lot of other things that are important off the table.
Good points, Pat. And who would have ever thought that knicker starts with a K?
Well, I come from an era when boys wore knickers, too.
You come from an era when men were men and didn't wear earrings.
No.
All right, Pat. Thank you very much.
Okay.
God bless.
All righty. Bye-bye.
580KIDO coming up next. Much, much more from our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission. We'll have a celebrity singer and Governor Otter. All that in a bag of chips before 9 a.m. Let's get you to work. KIDO. Come on, David Ferdinand, sing
if
along.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, because this flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Sing it, Reverend Bill.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There's no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
There you have it, our friend David Ferdinand. We'll hear from him coming up, along with Reverend Bill, Gene Lockhart. The gang's all here. Miller's Mission continues at 580 KIDO, and Governor Otter will join us as well. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Well, that was the voice of David Ferdinand. He'll join us here to talk about, well, his latest adventures. Reverend Bill will join us to talk about the Boise Rescue Mission. We'll have some more songs. We'll remember D-Day 70 years later. Plus more on the Bergdahl situation. And Governor Otter will join us. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning.